welcome to your go-to podcast for making the most of your second chance after a conviction, inspiring you to navigate the challenges associated with having a criminal record. I'm your host, Dion, and this is Uncensored Inspiration. Uncensored community, welcome back. I am excited to welcome our next guest to the stage, Vincent DePaul, aka Gangster Vegan, small business owner of Gangster Vegan Organics, and now Kingdom Kale. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Bam, bam,
bam. Thank you, Vinny. He knocked it off for me right away, folks. Well, Vinny, let's jump into this interview. I've been trying to get to you for a while now, and I'm definitely blessed to have you here on this stage. Your energy, again, folks, I love it when the people give me goosebumps. That's when I know it's going to be a phenomenal interview.
Amen.
My first question for you is, tell me about your journey and what inspired you to a plant-based life.
Okay, so my name is Vincent DePaul. I am 45 years old. I'm from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Norristown.
Yes. I moved to California when I was 21 years old, Los Angeles, California. So give you my quick rundown, my quick testimony. I started a celebrity t-shirt brand. I started making t-shirts, rhinestone embellished t-shirts.
Nice.
Biggie, Tupac, Bob Marley, Michael Jordan. And I started out of my apartment in Los Angeles, California. I started selling these t-shirts to rappers, ball players, celebrities.
Okay.
It quickly turned into a small little million-dollar business.
Awesome.
I would say I got hood rich, sex, money, drugs. I was out in Hollywood, California. I was going on tours with rappers. I was dressing celebrities. I traveled all over the world in my early 20s. I sold millions of t-shirts all over to stores, all over the world. And at the age of 30 years old, I hit rock bottom. I lost everything. At that point, I had a warehouse in Mexico, warehouse in downtown LA. I had about 50 something employees, in and out of jail, near death car accidents, lost friends to murder, lost friends to cancer. And, I just kind of submitted to losing everything at 30. I hit rock bottom. Broke, homeless, financially, morally, spiritually bankrupt. At that time, a stranger introduced me to a fresh press organic juice in downtown LA, which was a pivotal changing point for me. I had no life at that point. I was down and out. And this juice had given me life when I didn't have life.
Okay.
And it took me on a journey of a food transformation, which led me to veganism, which I thought was weird and goofy, you know, what kind of man doesn't eat meat type
steak,
deal.
A piece of chicken, especially fried chicken.
Yep. And I humbled myself, you know, I went from making all this money, traveling all over the world, to now I started working at a juice bar in Hollywood, California for free. I started working for money, for food. And then I went to my first vegan restaurant and I started working there. I got really close with the owners. They started paying me. They started giving me housing. Nice. They started gave me a car to drive. And I was going through this this heavy food transformation and started questioning everything in my life I was doing up to 30 years old.
Okay.
And what was in this food that I was eating? What's in this deodorant I'm putting on? And I went on a crazy food transformation. And then I moved at the age of, I'd probably say 32, 33. I moved back to Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
A friend let me stay in his house. He said, you can stay here for 30 days. I started selling juices and smoothies out of his house.
Nice.
It took off. I mean, I had people pulling up every day. The neighbors called the cops. I was selling drugs. I mean, it was in and out. You know, people were in and out all day.
Awesome.
And it just took off. And then from there, I created Gangster Vegan. I found a little space in West Norton, Pennsylvania. And I had no money. You know, I had no money. I didn't really want to get back into business again. But at the time, I didn't know, you know, God had provided for me. He sent me some strangers off of Instagram. They gave me the money to start
Wonderful.
Gangster Vegan.
Okay.
And I opened up a business in 2014 called Gangster Vegan. Still there to this day. Feeding the community. My goal is to transform and improve the quality of life through food. That's the quick little version.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I I actually sold Gangster Vegan to my childhood friend.
Okay.
2 years ago, and I started Kingdom Kale.
Okay, so tell us about Kingdom Kale.
Yeah, so Kingdom Kale is my new venture. They're kale chips that we used to sell out of Gangster Vegan.
Nice.
I'd say I went through, you know, I went through different facets of life. You know, as a juvenile, as a youngin', you know, I rebelled. You know, I grew up in a broken home, and I rebelled. And how I rebelled was going into the streets, and I was moved and enticed by the drug dealer, by the dope boys.
By the money, yeah, the lifestyle, the bling.
You know, looking fly, yeah. You know, look, very, very early. And, you know, I started selling drugs early. I did go to college. I started selling more drugs as I went to college. Got arrested for my first time, 18 years old. And, you know, I don't glorify that life, but I was glorifying that life at that time. It felt good. You had money. You had, you know, notoriety. You're getting all the women. And
money, power, respect.
Yeah. And then, you know, I saw these things on TV. You know, I wanted to be Jay-Z. I wanted to be a rapper. I wanted that lifestyle. And then when I moved to California, I started obtaining that lifestyle through T-shirts. But it was still sex, drugs, money, jail, death, violence, murder. You know, I witnessed a lot. And then hit rock bottom, transformed into the vegan thing, right? And then... then it was spirituality.
Nice.
You know, yoga and, you know, green juice and peace and love and joy and all that, right? But I still wasn't fulfilled in my heart.
Okay.
I was still seeking to heal brokenness in my heart. And I searched and seeked everywhere.
Okay. You know,
prior it was sex, money, drugs. Then it was, you know, a business, notoriety, fame. You know, green juice, yoga, you know, I seek high and low, Buddha, Allah, you know, and I don't knock any of that stuff. It was part of the journey. But about 5-6 years ago, I had a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
And I can't come on any avenue that God calls me to. I can't come on without sharing
that. And deny, absolutely.
I can't. I don't care what the cost or what it is, you know. So I had a supernatural encounter with Jesus, and I submitted and surrendered my life, and I just started praying. I was in an Airbnb in California. I woke up paralyzed, you know, because prior to I was God, you know, God, you know, they interviewed me. How'd you get Gangster V? Oh, God, God. I share my story, God. And when I had the supernatural encounter, I felt the voice of God say, you know, you're using my name in vain, and you're not accepting Jesus Christ. And it was everything but Jesus for me.
Okay.
I would go to church, smoke weed. I would go to church, cheat on my girl. You know, I would go to, you know, look good, gangster being look good. We're doing great things in the community. Yeah, you know, all like, you know, praise and glory was on me, right? As much as I was like, oh, no, it's God, it's God. And I had the supernatural encounter, and my life has not been the same since.
That's amazing.
So. In that process, in hearing from God, he wanted me to give away Gangster Vegan and give up that part of my life. It served a purpose. It served a journey. It still does. And so then we created Kingdom Kale to glorify the kingdom of heaven, kingdom
okay.
of God, you
okay.
know. And I probably say over a decade, even before all of this, Gangster Vegan started with a T-shirt. It was a funny T-shirt
mm-hmm.
I made while going through my transition.
Yes.
I was going to these vegan restaurants. People were like, you don't look vegan. You don't sound vegan. I'm like, well,
Gangster Vegan.
Yeah, so I made a T-shirt. I sold it. I started selling T-shirts again because
nice.
I came out of T-shirt industry. But I wanted a meaning and a purpose behind it. So,
okay.
So it was for every Gangster Vegan shirt we sell. We would feed an inner city child a free organic vegan meal.
That's awesome.
And I started in Compton, California.
Okay.
I sold my first 100 shirts. We went to Compton Community Center. And this is still why I'm trying to get my life back in order. And we went and fed 100 children, 100 plus children, made smoothies, and awesome. Have been doing that for over a decade. Into schools, in the communities, in the youth centers, in the youth detention centers. Just feeding, just introducing a healthy lifestyle to communities, impoverished, low-income food desert areas
mm-hmm.
that do not have access to certain healthy foods, expensive foods.
Get this in here right now. Go ahead, keep telling me.
So you know, it's been a journey. It's been a mission. We also have God Feeds Ministry, so 10% of sales and go back to feeding people in need. Free healthy vegan meals, juices, and smoothies.
Okay.
Every Friday we give out, organic
in Philadelphia.
Produce. Yeah, well, we're in Narstown now.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we do Philly, Narstown. So every Friday we're on the corner of George and Marshall Street.
Okay,
in Narstown, Pennsylvania, in front of 520 West Marshall Street.
What's the building?
It's a little Dominican restaurant.
Okay.
It's the corner God told me to go to.
I know that's right.
We give out fresh organic produce, smoothies, juices, and meals right on that corner every Friday consistently. You know, we're just committed to serving goodness. We serve with love. That's part of it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So which one of these is your hot seller?
Cheesy garlic is the most popular.
Cheesy garlic.
Spicy red hot is my favorite.
Is your favorite? Yeah, okay.
They're all delicious and nutritious.
And what is it that made you say, I'm going to do a kale chip now? We went from gangster vegan into a totally different product.
We did. So, well, we sold the ginger date and the cheesy garlic out of the restaurant. So we sold thousands of bags out of the restaurant, not labeled and as its own packaged good.
Okay.
So I knew it was something people loved. I just was praying, you know. I closed that chapter with being obedient to God. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do next? And I just kept hearing kale chips, kale chips, kale chips.
Where they say blessed and highly flavored.
Yeah, blessed and highly flavored.
Awesome.
It's the snack that gives back.
I love it. I love it. So that was a lot of information we just took in. Your journey was definitely amazing. It's inspiring and it's going to continue to grow. Because I had a couple more questions for you. But before we get into more with Brother Vinny, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Power Pro Electric, your trusted experts both in residential and commercial electrical work. Whether it's rewiring your home, upgrading your business lighting, or tackling those small fixes you've been putting off, Power Pro Electric has you covered. What really sets them apart is their commitment to customer care. They don't just get the job done, they make sure it's done right, safely, and with your needs front and center. When you call Power Pro Electric, you're not just hiring an electrician, you're partnering with a team that takes pride in treating every project like it's their own. So if you want reliable, professional, and customer-focused electric work for your home or business, reach out to Power Pro Electric today, 215-906-4368. That's Power Pro Electric, powering your world with precision and care. Once again, thank you to our sponsor, Power Pro Electric. Now back to you, Vinny. I've got a second question for you. Can you provide a pivotal moment that shaped your journey and who you are today? I know you shared a lot about California, about hitting rock bottom, and absolutely hearing the word of God, which is inspiring.
Amen.
But one point in your life made you say, this is it. I've got to change, and this is why.
Well, I'm going to give you two. Can I give two pivotal
Absolutely.
Points? All right. Well, I think one was that time where that stranger had gave me that fresh pressed juice. I felt at that time where I was, it wasn't just the juice he gave me, it was the conversation. And my pride didn't want me to go into this place that I used to frequent when I had money. And it was $5 million restaurant in downtown LA. I used to eat $1,000 dinners at, and it was like Goodfellas. They pull up my own table. And
they knew you.
Yeah, I had the minks on and the jewelry. Yeah, but broken, homeless, walking by that every day, right? Stripped of all my cars, stripped of my houses. You know, I was walking by there one day and I just felt something say, go in there. And I went in during the day and I sat down. It was this young man named Joe. He was from Nebraska, inspiring musician. And I bought like a little bowl, granola bowl or something, and I'm sitting there eating, and that's where I saw him making this juice. And he was like, yeah, my dad used to make me juice when I was little, and he just shared this whole story. And I was like, that looks disgusting. Like, it was like orange carrot juice. And then he was like making green juice.
Yes.
So he gave me that juice, and I felt it gave me life. And he said, if you could find a way to come here every day, I will make you some juice. So I started going there almost every morning. Awesome. I started walking there every morning. And that was a pivotal point of transformation in my life. I would say the next one would be the birth of my daughter, my first child. There was something that had instantly changed in that moment.
Right.
Seeing and giving birth and delivering my own child, it instantly transformed me, I believe, from a little boy to a man.
Awesome.
And finding Jesus in that Airbnb.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a pivotal moment.
So when you say you found Jesus in the Airbnb, yep. Do you think at this point you had come to up and down again, right? We've started out as a rock star. We're yep. selling our shirts. Yep. We're selling food. Yep. And now Jesus is saying this is a whole different turning point.
Yep.
What do you think made that happen? What do you think was going on in your life that said, Jesus said, come on, brother. Enough is enough.
Well, I think leading up to it, I was seeking and searching. So I wanted the truth.
Okay.
And I was a hard nut to crack, you know. And God used strangers on airplanes, crazy scenarios, like stranger, you know, beautiful vegan women who I fell in love with on an airplane, who moved from L.A. to Pennsylvania, a mother and her daughter. Oh. I thought I was going to marry her and we were going to be all, and stopped their whole life to move out here with me. And we thought that was going to be it. And God was like, no, I used y'all to come out here and plant the seed of God and Christ in him.
Hmm.
And then they disappeared. I never seen them ever again.
Get out of here.
They left a Bible. They got me to a church. And so I was going through this journey, but I was on my own understanding. I never opened the Bible. I went to a church in Norristown, hearing the word of God, hitting me. Amazing pastor, you know, but I didn't want the Jesus part. You know, I'm in church. I'm looking at women. I'm in church, like, you know, hey, sound good, you know, and then I'm leaving and doing my own thing. And that went on for years. But on the flip side, I was seeking healing, right? On going to Reiki and acupuncture and I'm
looking in all the wrong places.
Yes, and I'm still sinning, you know. I mean, still, we're all still sinners, but I was engulfed in sin, but hiding it because we're doing good works in the community and doing good things. And I was just on this journey and I was seeking and seeking and seeking. And, you know, I went to Peru and Amazon jungle, do plant medicine. Like, I was just seeking these answers. And I believe God was like, all right, well, you ready? You want the truth? And I woke up in this Airbnb. I was away from my family. I was, you know, I was about to probably go do some things I shouldn't go do. I fell asleep. I woke up paralyzed. I couldn't move. And I just felt something, these Mike Tyson blows to my kidneys and my lungs and my liver. And I couldn't move my hands. My hands were tingling. And he just beat me to submission. And I cried out, Jesus. And then from there, I was just like, if you're real, you know, show me the way. And that was it. And I've just been walking ever since. And not perfect walk by any means, but a lot of healing, a lot of mending of brokenness in my family, generational brokenness. I know people talk about that and generational curses and the ancestors and all that stuff. Don't knock it. But Jesus, calling on that name and allowing God, the Father, and Jesus to do their thing through me has mended brokenness in my family, in my father, with my sister, with my mother, nothing else. I mean, self-help, therapy,
nice.
You know, all these other things.
Didn't work.
Didn't do it, you know. But he showed me a love that I've been seeking all my life.
Okay.
I was a hurt boy and I was seeking love in all these different places, in money and fame and sex and notoriety and drugs. And he showed me this love. In that moment, I felt this love. I felt this bear hug, a love of God flow through me.
Something you haven't felt before.
Never.
Okay.
And then he said, I heard the voice of God say, now that love is the love I want you to go be for the world.
Transcend out into the world.
And then was like, I want you to go to the worst place you could ever think of on the planet. And all I kept hearing was Kensington.
I knew you were going to say
Kensington,
it.
Kensington, K&A, K&A, mm-hmm. K&A. And I'm like, ah, man. So that's where I started my ministry. I was going down in Kensington.
Okay.
Feeding them down there healthy food, juices and smoothies. And God was like, if you can love them, then you can love anybody on this earth.
I mean,
sores and blood and pus
broken
and needles.
People.
Yeah. And not just go down there to look good. I want you to go down there and love these people, hug on them, pray with them, feed them, meet their needs, supply their needs, you know, clothing. And that's where we started. And then God said, all right, we'll close that door and I'll go back to Norristown. Yeah, your hometown.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hurting as well. Yep.
We're not going to talk about Norristown hurting, but thank you very much. That is amazing. Once again, with the goosebumps.
Yeah.
And you made me hear in my head, yes. I heard the song, Loving You is Like Food to My Soul. Mm. So in essence, you really are loving people through your food, through your ministry, through your outward reach. Amen. And that is amazing. It's something that, again, needed to be shared. And I'm so happy that you're here on the show.
Amen.
I've got another question for you. What advice would you give to a person who's in their second chance at life, who's struggling, who's trying to figure out, like you said, I've looked at this door, I've looked at this door. What advice would you give the second chance person? And also, what would you give to a young entrepreneur? So it's double folded.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. I always say to the second chance because I always hear, I can't get a job or I can't do this. I can't do that because I have a record. Or, you know, I tell people I'm a two-time felon. I have two felonies. You know, for selling drugs, it's not, you know, they're not violent crimes or whatever, but they are, when people run my report, and I am a felon, I'm a convicted felon. Not that I'm proud of it, but it's part of my story and my journey. And
almost too, not to cut you off. Yeah. If you didn't go through that, you might not be where you are now. So,
yeah. And you know, I should be dead 1,000 times. I've been in situations where I should be dead. I shouldn't be walking away from it. I also been in situations where I should be doing 20 to life in jail. But all the glory of God, I was protected. Looking at it now, I was protected, even in the underworld. But I always say, you know, I've started businesses, right, with no money, with a conviction, with two felony convictions, right, with no credit, bad credit, right? And it's my faith, right? One, it's my faith. It's God can open up any door that a man can't shut, you know, and I'm living proof of it. I mean, we just signed a lease for the building for Kingdom Kale, and it's like,
congratulations.
Thank you. And it's like, no background check, you know, no background check, no credit check. Every time I, you know, for Gangster Vegan, when we signed a lease for a new location, no background check, no credit check, you know, I'm a firm believer that these things can't stop you, but they can fuel you. They can be your testimony if you get on the other side of it, right? So I'm on the other side of it and then say, hey, I went through that, but I'm not that anymore.
Okay.
You know, I'm on the other side of it now. But yeah, I would never let, you know, your conviction, your jail sentence, your record, bad credit, whatever it is, stop you from doing what God has called you to do, really. If you're walking in your purpose, you walk in your calling, you know, there's no door that can be shut if you just have faith and you have that love into what you are called to do. Because sometimes, you know, they say in the Bible, the power is in the tongue, right? So if you're automatically defeated, like, well, I'm a felon, I can't get no job, I can't, so now you're already speaking that out there. But if you say, hey, I can go do whatever I want to go do, whether you make shoelaces, whether you make t-shirt, you know, for me, it was like, I only saw certain things, but then you get into the world, there's a billion other things you can do. You know, you could sell earrings, you could sell whatever, right? You can make food, you can be an artist. But I would just say, you know, don't let those things, circumstances of your past, stop you from moving forward. The second question was,
for entrepreneurs, what would you tell an aspiring entrepreneur?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's days where it's uncertain, you know, you have to be okay.
Hello.
With uncertainty. Yeah. Where you might not know how the next meal is coming, or you might not know how the next paycheck is coming, but don't stop. You know, the thing is, we can't stop. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, you got to work even harder. You know, I started at 21. I mean, even looking at in the streets, right? That is an entrepreneurial
Absolutely.
Mindset.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just the wrong tool, mm-hmm. right? So I grasped that concept very early. And it's like, I didn't stop with that. When t-shirt business, I didn't stop. You just go because you're working for yourself.
Hustler's mentality.
Yeah. And so it's like, there's really no days off. Yeah, you can take days off, but your mind's still rolling. Things are still rolling, you know? And it's like, there are going to be times where you're like, man, I want to give up. You know, every week almost with this, I'm like, I'm done. I want to give up. It's so much easier to self-sabotage and give up. But it's in those moments where you want to give up, it's like, just take on that the breakthrough is right on the other side.
Absolutely. I love that.
It's like that meme, you know, where the guy's digging and he's ready to give up mm-hmm. and the diamond is right on the other side.
Right there.
He doesn't know how far away it is, you know. And even we were talking before this, right? It's mm-hmm. like, how many people watch and support? Like, I'm always like, look, if one person get it, then we're doing what we're supposed to do. If one person get it and like it, right? If one person is touched, moved, and inspired by what you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah. Feel better.
Yeah, because it's like, well, failure is just like, we can gauge failure however, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, I don't have any money. That's failure. Oh, it is. Me, I just started gauging. It's not failure. They're lessons, right? So I'm like, okay, if I open a restaurant and one person comes, it's still moving the thing, right?
Yes, it
is. It may not pay the rent,
yes.
but now it's doing what it's doing supposed to do, right?
One step at a time.
So don't get caught up in numbers or, you know, how many people or whatever, you know. It's one at a time, you know, one person at a time. You know, I watched this podcast and I was inspired, you know.
Thank you. Yeah,
I see my bros on here and I'm like, man, and I know them, but to hear them, right? See them on this, it's like, man, keep lifting it up. You
awesome.
Know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And like I said, I use my word low key because I don't want to be harassing people and smiling and sending a thousand things, but I'm definitely following your journey. And again, so happy that you are here and that you had the opportunity to tell everyone about Kingdom Kale.
Amen.
And about Vinny, the Gangster Vegan.
Amen.
Awesome. Vinny, this was an amazing interview. Again, I am inspired by you. I'm thankful that you are here. Yes, tell us where we can find you and how we keep up with the Kingdom Kale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can get Kingdom Kale, kingdomkale.com. The ministry, if you want to sow a seed into the ministry, we have godfeeds.com. And yeah, we're around, you know, buy a bag or 1,000, you know, it goes to a good cause.
Thank you.
Yes.
And now my favorite thing that all guests have to do is my bim, 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 bim. So on the count of three, are you ready for
it? Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
Bim, 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 bim.
We got it. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Uncensored Inspiration. Please remember to like, share, follow, and subscribe. All the things that help us to serve the community to speak freely and think boldly. Ciao for now.